And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is a show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm John. Oh, you're petting the cat.
I am petting the cat. I'm sorry. Hi. You want to talk? Nope.
She never talks when we want her to.
She doesn't want to say anything right now.
Well, here we are.
Yep.
With another show. We are going to do a Shazam book. I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it.
Shazam. Because it's coming out tomorrow.
Because it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to go somewhere and just randomly see it.
Yeah, we got to see it. Look, I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
me too. I'm hoping it's not one of those, like, all the best parts are in the trailer movies.
That's a thing that you seriously risk with this kind of movie. Because you know that they're really, like, hope. You know, they got, obviously, they got big hopes for it. You know, they probably spent a lot of money on it.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, I from what, just from looking at the WonderCon this weekend, because we didn't go,
right?
But just looking at the, I think it was like outside of the convention center.
Oh, there was a huge Shazam,
big Shazam going on. So they are probably doubling down hard, which you should,
of course,
because Jesus Christ, the movie comes out in a week, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're probably going hard on that, and that's how that's going to be. So hopefully it'll turn out to be good, and I'm looking forward to it. So we'll talk about it next week after we see it. That'll be fun. So I don't know what else is going on. We did some shopping this weekend.
Just a little bit.
I know, but it's I actually, as far as comics go, it's my first.
You did well.
Well, here's the thing. So we went to Second and Charles. Mm-hmm. You know, I bought Jenna a gift card for her birthday.
Yes.
Which was earlier last week.
Yep. In March,
and we decided to use it and buy some stuff. So you got a bunch of books,
uh-huh.
And I bought a bunch of games, and I found some comics. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, is my receipt still in that bag?
Yes.
Because I have the survey thing, I can get another $5 off.
Savings.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we'll take continue. Care of that. So, yeah, great store, though. I love that store.
Yeah.
I have so much fun.
Yes.
Just farting around. And we went to the one in Greeley?
No. It's closer to Boulder. It's Flatirons.
Flatiron. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think of like the town.
It's closer to Boulder.
Right.
It's not Greeley. Greeley's up north.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you smell the cows.
Correct. Because that's where the slaughter yards are.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Meat.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I picked up some Defenders that I needed, which was nice. A few Secret Defenders. I even got myself Avengers West Coast, some of those that I need, which I haven't really been hunting those down, but it was nice to kind of come across a few copies, a few issues that I didn't have. And what's nice too is that, you know, you go there. I mean, it's at Second and Charles, so like, I mean, at most they're gonna be $2. I didn't realize that actually. I thought I was just buying them all for a buck.
Yeah.
But I didn't really bother to look at the price because I was like, it was like buy five, get five free.
Yeah.
So I was kind of trying to take advantage of that.
Right.
And, yeah, so that was pretty cool. But, yeah, so I found some of those. And then I also found a G.I. Joe, classic G.I. Joe trade, which I find those to be hard to come by in the wild sometimes. So when I see one for a good price out in the wild, I will pick it up and take advantage of that. I really like their trade selection in that store.
That one up in Flatirons has a huge selection of trades.
I mean,
the other ones are good, but this one is gigantic.
Yeah, it's really robust, and they have a lot of those. Where I've seen them. You know, they still have a few of them there, but just a lot of rando like trades from like the 90s. I really like finding those because they're just. They just seem so out of place with, like, you know, the glut of trades that we have now.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to find those from, like, you know, Marvel or DC or even, like, some of the, like the Image ones that I have. I have a few of those from Image, which are, I think, are pretty neat. So, yeah. And also, I bought an Incredible Hulk video game.
Oh, man.
For Game Boy Advance, which I've played before, and I really like it. I'm actually glad I picked that up, and I get to play it on my Retron, on my TV.
Oh,
and
man.
That is exciting because
exciting.
Most Incredible Hulk video games are ass. But you wanted to talk about...
I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Well, you could... I mean, obviously,
but
I mean,
it's
up.
A thing that happened. I'm not happy about it. And I feel dumb not being happy about it because... Because I don't want to be like, they're ruining my adulthood or whatever the fuck. You know, women are talking and my penis is sad. One of those fucks. But last week, DC announced the voice casting for the Hush animated movie. And they released some stills. And it's going to be in the style of the new 52 animation. So I know a lot of people were really hoping it was going to be like the Jim Lee animation like the book is. And it is not.
They pretty much just have one style anyways?
Yeah, but they were hoping they would do something. You know, like Gotham by Gaslight was different.
Right, that's
and
true.
And it was kind of like a standalone. They were really hoping, like, a lot of people, including myself, were hoping Hush would be a standalone.
Okay.
And it wouldn't fit into this new 52 continuity thing that they've been doing.
Right? Okay.
But this one is going to be continuity. So they've announced many people who are going to be in the voice cast. Who is not going to be there? Tim Drake, even though he's in the book. But who is going to be there? Damian Wayne.
It's
really upsetting for me.
So instead of actually just going with the story, they have to basically shoehorn in.
They're doing like a whole bunch. Yeah, and they're like, just replace Tim and put Damian. Even though this book was written years before Damian existed.
Right.
And I don't want to be like, then change it. I don't like it because it's all different now. But God damn it. Hush is one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
And I'm so bummed out they're going to drop my least favorite character in all of comics into this fucking thing.
Right.
I hate Damian more than I hate Terra Man. And I hate Terra Man.
Terra Man sucks ass.
He's so terrible. But Damian is worse.
I love that you have a... rampant hatred for such a random character.
I know, I can't say because he's a little shit.
No, I'm talking about Terra Man.
Oh no, Terra Man just sucks.
Well, I know, but I like so that you have such a anger towards him. But that's
because
fine.
I had a whole bunch of Terra Man comics because I was buying all the Superman ones, you know, because he shows up in the Bronze Age a lot, and I had a whole bunch of them, and he's just boring and stupid.
I have those characters too. I definitely have those characters too. But
yeah, I just don't like him.
But Damian's just a next level shit.
I can't stand him. He brings out everything. When I think about, like, if you were going to ask me, name the top 5 things you don't like about children, he exemplifies every fucking one of them.
That's funny.
He talks back when he's not supposed to. He's a snot-nosed fuck. Like, I mean, like, everything. Not only that, but they make him, like, so... He's supposed to be just human.
Yeah.
Granted, he's, like, been trained by the League of Assassins and blah, blah, blah. But he still just has the strength of a child.
Yeah, that
and
always...
he goes up against fucking Deathstroke and he wins. Like, that sort of shit just pisses me off. Because I'm like, I understand that he is a kid who's probably been highly trained. But he still does not have the experience nor the strength of an adult.
Yeah, that's a thing.
And it's the experience part of the adult because, you know, Deathstroke should be able to outthink Damian.
Well, that's the whole thing.
By, like,
that
5 steps ahead just because he's seen it all.
Well, no, with Deathstroke, I mean, that's the whole point of the fact that what Deathstroke is he has a serum that not only gives him, you know, heightened reflexes and everything like that, but it also just... enhances his brain and his thinking and stuff. So he should be able to fucking wipe the mat with a Damian who not only has the inexperience of a child.
Right. He's also impulsive and headstrong and he doesn't have the strength, the experience.
Well, just the physical strength. A boy should not have.
Nor the reflexes that Deathstroke has.
Yeah.
He's not like, it's not like you're going up against Superboy. Where he's just naturally strong because he's like a Kryptonian.
Uh-huh.
He's just a regular fucking kid.
I mean,
that.
To our knowledge, I mean, yes, he has been trained to the peak of physical perfection that...
Sure. That a fucking 9-year-old can get to.
Right. But as far as we know, he is not one of those, like...
Could he kick my ass? Absolutely. But I am not a fucking trained assassin.
Right. But it's also like, because I remember watching, it was like years ago, and it was like on the Learning Channel, back when we had cable.
Yeah.
And it was one of those stories about, like, about like a kid that had like an extra muscle on
him. Oh yeah, like those cows.
Yeah, so he just happened to have this genetic, you know, this genetic thing that gave him like extra muscles. Yeah. So he was just
like
always
double
hungry.
Muscles. Yeah,
yeah, but he was like a little kid.
Yeah, and it was so, real weird looking.
Yeah, it was real weird where he was kind of like this ripped like 10-year-old or whatever, yeah. And or you know whatever young he was, and basically, but as far as I know, Damien is not that.
No.
He's not a.
No, he's just a regular kid.
He's not a genetically enhanced boy. He's just a regular kid who has been trained really well.
Yes.
Because, yes, you know, you could. You know.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he could kick my ass.
Well, fucking think
of
about
it. Of course he could. He could take down some, like, low level thug who, like, smokes 2 packs a day. 100%. But a fucking highly skilled, trained, does this for a goddamn living assassin? I don't fucking think so.
Right. Well, Star Wars, I mean, if you remember Star Wars, I think it's Revenge of the Sith. And there's that part where Anakin goes to murder all the Jedis,
mm-hmm.
and he murders all those kid Jedis.
Yeah.
But then just as he's trying to get away, there's like that one kid Jedi that's like almost kicking his ass.
Yeah.
But, you know, Anakin is fucking Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
And he fucking kills that kid.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, in the end, you know, you logically, you know, I mean, I know it's comics and I know it's like, okay, whatever. You can kayfabe and you can make all these fucking excuses and shit. But the fuck?
I know.
You know? I mean, come on.
I know.
That's his horse shit. And so, I mean, and then, you know, and then, yeah, of course, yeah, he's in this book. He's
He's going to be in the story. And that's really upsetting because, like, for me, Hush is a stupid villain. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't read, like, a 15-year-old book. Hush is, like, Bruce Wayne's childhood friend. And, like, his dad was in the, like, involved in the mob, I think. And, like.
Didn't they sort of do something like that on Gotham?
Because he shows up. Yeah. Hush is in there. And he's the kid Bruce punches in the face with the brass knuckles.
Oh, and then they get
that's
pizza.
That's Hush.
Then they get pizza.
And then they get pizza. And that's the most you see about him. But it's like his dad, like, didn't save, like, Thomas Wayne didn't save this guy, even though, like, or he tried to. Oh, no, he did save him. That's what it is. It's been a long time since I've read it. He saved this guy's life because he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But Hush didn't want that. He wanted to inherit the fortune.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a fucked up kid. So he ends up, like, staging his parents' death and they die in a car accident, like, when he's, like, in his 20s or something. And then there's this whole thing where he, like, blames Bruce for something. And then he gets, like, a bunch of weird plastic surgery to look like Bruce. It's and then he's also like a brain surgeon and it's fucking dumb. Anyway, I don't like Hush as a villain. I think he's very stupid. However, there are so many good things about that book. Not only Jim Lee's artwork, which is just phenomenal, but, you know, obviously, like, I love Catwoman and I love Catwoman and Batman together. So this is like a huge book for me,
mm-hmm.
because it's also one of those books where, like, Batman has some sort of, like, growth as a character because he chooses to tell Catwoman who he is.
Okay.
He makes the choice to do that. Now, you can argue it's a good one or you can argue it's a bad one, but he actually makes the decision to tell her who he is and expose his identity. It's not she found out on accident. It's not she ripped his mask off during combat. Like, he makes the choice.
Yeah.
To actually show this person who he is because he's, like, trying to, you know, he's like, well, maybe we can have something, da-da-da-da. He's, like, growing as a character and, like, letting this person into his world. Of course, at the end, he fucks it up because he's just too cynical and angry and whatever, but that's, you know, who he is. But it's good. You see him make an actual decision that has consequences across multiple stories until the New 52 rewrote it. But it's that I love that part. I love that, like, they're working together and, like, they're trying to do this thing, even though they're going to fuck it up at the end. And, like, I thought that was really, it's character growth. It's important for him. It's a great step for Batman. And I really enjoyed it. I don't know if that's going to be in this movie.
I think that's a lot to
it's
really
a lot.
Think, but the fact that they're kind of rooting it in the.
The
52 universe. And so since they've already.
52-iverse.
Whatever. And since they've already established, like, all this stuff with Damien
and Talia
and all that. So are they even having Catwoman in this movie? Do they know?
Yes, she is. Her she's been cast. So Catwoman. I mean, it would be ridiculous if she wasn't, because she's such a huge part of this movie.
Well, I'm surprised they just didn't replace her with somebody else.
I know.
Something.
Like I know. And they're just like, and now she's Talia, and now she's Batgirl. I don't fucking know.
So what's the So was there anybody famous that they're casting?
No, folks? It was just the usual folks. And that was the other thing people were talking about. I never thought it was a possibility, but people were like, if you're going to do this as a standalone, get Kevin Conroy out of retirement.
Right.
And have him do this, which would have been fucking amazing. Holy shit, I would have lost my goddamn mind. I never thought that was a possibility.
Yeah.
But holy shit, wouldn't it have been great?
Yeah.
It would have been so great. I would have loved it so much. Like, get all the animated series, like, people out to voice their characters, and it would have just been so fucking great. However, I never thought that was a thing. So, yeah, I wasn't disappointed by that. It was just, like, the people who were doing it now. I don't particularly care for the Batman voice they have now.
Yeah, I forgot what that guy's name is.
I don't know what that guy... He does a fine job. It's just, again, you're going up against somebody like Kevin Conroy.
Those are the big shoes
to
fill.
Well, they're huge shoes. I mean, it's not that guy's fault that, you know, you have such an iconic voice.
Yeah.
Actor. Just like, you know, you had Mark Hamill doing the Joker.
Right.
Such a fucking iconic role. And voice acting from him, it's hard to compare.
Well, Mark you know? Hamill's got to do Chucky.
He's going to do Chucky now. He's done a lot of shit.
Well, Mark Hamill's... Fuck. The fact that everybody knows, immediately associates him with Luke Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
you know, is great, but at the same time, it's like... Yeah, but he could do other shit.
Of course he can. I didn't realize he was such a prolific voice actor.
He's done a lot of stuff.
He's done so much stuff, and I didn't really realize it.
That's money, though.
Oh, no, I know. It's great.
That is such a good career if you are good at it.
That's the thing. What a fucking great career if you're good at it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever was talented enough to do voices.
Oh, I can't. No.
I always think about, like, I mean, I can't do accents. Like, I can imitate certain things.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes, like, I'll fuck with Gilbert. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I could do it for, like, bits or something like that. Right. But I can't be, like, doing it, like, when I think we were watching that one documentary about the I Know That Voice one.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just talking about, like, yeah, it's great. My buddy can, you know, your buddy can do that voice, but can he actually, like, live as that character?
Right. Can he act and do that voice?
Can you express sadness? Can you express joy?
Can you sing in anger?
Can you sing?
Yeah.
God damn, you have to fucking sing.
Sometimes you have to sing in that voice.
Well, shit. I mean, I think if you're anything in Hollywood, like an actor or behind the scene, you know, a voice actor or anything, you have to fucking sing.
Yeah.
And
you might be able to do like six or seven voices. Can you sing in those six or seven
right?
voices? How hard is that?
The thing about what's his face? John DiMaggio. You know, doing Bender, but it's like, you know, he's got to sing his Bender.
Yeah.
You know?
How hard is that?
Yeah. I mean, he's got to fucking, that's his fucking thing.
That's the thing. Like, I would love to be a voice actor. I always thought it'd be great. But like, really, the only thing I could bring to you is like flight attendant, boss, annoyed teacher. Like those three things knock him out of the park. Angry mother, I could probably do that, but like I don't have a huge range. I can't imitate things,
right?
You know, I can't sound like a child, because there's a lot of like, I mean, like, what's her name, Yeardley Smith, who does Lisa Simpson, like she sounds like she's fucking a kid. That's a grown-ass woman. I can't sound like that.
Yeah. Or what's her face, fucking E.G. Daily, who does Tommy Pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's been her thing, you know, where she just does those voices, you know. Well, the thing is, it's such a crazy business that is. So, I mean,
it's kind of one of those things, like, even watching Maria Bamford on stage,
mm-hmm.
who has, I don't know if she's ever done any voice stuff.
She's probably done, like, some of those stupid cartoons.
Yeah, maybe some of those stupid cartoons.
Some of her friends have put together.
But just... going, like, listening to Maria Bamford go from her regular voice to, like, impersonating her mother is insane.
Yeah.
It's such a huge difference and a huge change that, like, how the fuck do you even do that?
And just do that and make it funny.
And be able to, like, not only do it as, like, because she can do her, like her mom, but also with that like weird nasally Minnesota accent thing. And then also just like, you know, snobby boss lady.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking crazy. And I'm like, I can't do any of that.
Yeah. No, it's something too, where, especially for comedians, I was listening to a guy doing, you know, just a bunch of comedians just doing bits and stuff. And the one guy was doing, like a Vince Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And he was doing a really, funny Vince Vaughn, But then the guys that were there with him was like, it's great. It's awesome. You're awesome at doing this because you're doing the voice, but you're also making it funny. You're also doing the bits that make it funny. Kind of like, what's his face? Today we were listening to Tyson Fights. And
oh my God, that was so funny.
And Hal Lublin, who's one of the hosts, he's a voice actor.
He was doing a Shawn Michaels voice that was fucking amazing.
Well, he's doing Shawn Michaels, but he was also kind of like...
Also Cookie Monster.
Kind of imitating him as Shawn Michaels, because Shawn Michaels is like...
He does sound like Cookie Monster.
He's got a very, like... He's kind of one of those guys where it's like you don't really... Under Shawn Michaels, I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, you don't really... It kind of... When you think about how gravelly and like how like rough his voice is.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was doing it, but Hal was doing it as he was like Cookie Monster. Yeah. And he's like, see, it's for Christian or whatever.
Oh, so
and just, but just making that shit funny and just fucking running with it. Because that's like multiple levels of performance going on there.
And not only that, but I bet you anything that if you were in the studio, he would have had mannerisms and facial expressions and the whole fucking thing, because that's also part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Mark Hamill said, I think on like Fat Man on Batman, when he was talking to Kevin Smith, that he doesn't do the Joker in front of crowds. He says, because it's going to ruin it for you.
Yeah.
But he has like a whole mannerisms and facial expressions and movements and shit that he does when he's like getting into that character.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such a deeply...
So it's not like sitting in front of a fucking microphone just like talking. Like he's doing the whole thing. He's the whole act. Body, voice, emotion, the whole thing. It's acting. You just can't see him.
It's such a deep... Yeah. And especially the Joker is such a deeply... nuanced character, that's been around, that's so much
especially
history.
The animated series one, he's just fucking great,
right? So I don't know, I guess is that I'm assuming you're gonna watch Hush.
I don't know, as long as I don't hear that, like, Batgirl fucks Batman on a roof again.
Well, yeah, I mean that's
made me not watch fucking Killing Joke, because that wasn't even the book. What the fuck? And that's also like really gross, and they don't have that relationship, and like he looks at Jim Gordon like a father, and it's just gross.
That's just that was.
Get Bruce Timm has a fucking hard on for Batgirl and Batman fucking. I get it. I fucking love Batman and Catwoman fucking, but dude. No one's paying me millions of dollars to just fucking write fanfic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, right?
Let's maybe keep your boner out of this.
Let alone putting the fanfic in an iconic story like The Killing
Joke. Where it doesn't fucking belong.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I haven't
gotten much. Dude, what are you doing? That would be like, and then The Killing Joke, and Catwoman showed up and gave Batman a blowjob. Like, what are you even fucking talking about?
I was like, yeah,
it doesn't even belong here.
Yeah, I mean, granted, you probably wanted to cancel our tickets.
No.
To go see that, because that's the thing. We had tickets
to go
see
it. No, but I also would have been really confused, because I've been like, but she's not even in this book.
It's like, oh, whoa.
But I kind of have to see it, but she's not even in this book.
Yeah, no, that's funny.
Yeah,
but so. Yeah, but it, now we'll speaking of that, we have to get our DC subscription.
Yes,
because finally we got a TV issue, and now it's working again.
Yeah, so we had some, I don't know, our TV died, but whatever.
Well, the thing is, because it's on like the Amazon Stick.
Yeah, our
and
Fire
just,
Stick.
And yeah, we just Fire Stick, and we just wanted to
I
keep
mean,
it on
we
one.
Could have just unplugged it and taken it to the other TV.
No! No.
Let's make it more difficult.
No. But no, we should, yeah, but I want to, because I want to see Doom Patrol. And yeah. I want to see this Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. You know, those are two real big ones. And plus, I mean, all the access to all those other movies.
You get a
and
whole
cartoons.
Bunch of like digital comics you can want, read.
Well, you have access to like all the digital comics.
Yeah, all of it. It's like Marvel Unlimited.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you also get a whole lot more like, content. So you get all the digital comics, and then you get every animated movie that they've done. I think the first season of Krypton apparently is on here. I was just reading.
I can't believe that's a show still.
Neither can
I. Mean, is it still a show? I don't know. I could look that up, but
I don't want to. The Titans are going to have a second season.
Well, Titans,
we've
of course,
Doom
yeah.
Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing is coming out.
There's a Harley Quinn show.
Yeah.
They're gonna do.
And then also they're going to do that new animated one. I guess it's like Batman and the Something Five. I forget what it was called.
They're doing a
or
lot.
Justice League in the Something Five. I can't remember what the other thing is.
Are they doing a? But oh no, that, she's in. I'm sorry. I was saying. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say that comes to the streaming service the day it's released.
Right.
So.
Well, I know that I was just thinking about there's Stargirl, which actually.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's apparently going to be in... I thought she was going to have her own series, but I think she's going to be in... She's in Titans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Titans has got a lot of stuff, because, like, I work on this podcast called Zane's World, which is hosted by a guy named Zane Lamprey, and he's basically, like, a TV host. He, you know, he does travel around the world, he drinks, you know, he's one of those kind of guys, like an Anthony Bourdain kind of type. And he just kind of does a show where he just talks and, you know, talks, interviews folks and just talks about booze and stuff like that. You know, and it's a good show. You should look it up if you want to, you know, for good conversation. But he's had on a few people, like he had on Ian Ziering from 90210, and Ian Ziering is going to play Blue Devil.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't realize, but he's going to play Blue Devil on the Swamp Thing show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I heard that, and I thought that was dope.
That's
and
cool.
And then he had on a guy, Seamus Dever, and he is an actor that was on Castle, but apparently he also plays Trigon on Titans.
Oh, that's cool.
But he plays Trigon as a human form, obviously.
Right, of course.
But, yeah, but that's the thing. I was like, oh, wow, like, Jesus Christ, like, all these fucking people, like, apparently... My buddy Zane has a pipeline to like everybody on the DC service.
Apparently, yeah.
So that's kind of neat. And then, I mean, they're really, you know, doing some dives and stuff like that. You know,
Do you think Constantine's up there?
Probably. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'm certain there's a lot of stuff on there.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind rewatching it just because, like, I kind of, you know, what I would love if they picked it up and kept going. Because I felt like when Constantine, because Constantine was garbage at the beginning, and towards the end, kind of like that other show, Powerless, garbage at the beginning, but the last like two episodes, I felt they finally got it.
Yeah.
Like they finally found their feet, and then they got canceled.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
That, I felt like that with Constantine, because finally we had like Eclipso was mentioned, and like...
Well, they did a Heart of Darkness. They didn't do Eclipso.
And then the Spectre was showing up.
Corrigan was there. Yeah, yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I was like, oh man, we're going to get some shit. And then they canceled it.
Yeah.
And then we had, like, with Powerless, like, it was such a fucking mess all over the place until that, like, last episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, wait a second, I think they've got something. And then they were canceled.
Yeah.
So...
Well, that was such a weird concept for a
show. It was a weird concept, but I kind of love that they tried it.
No, I'm glad that they did.
Because it was just wacky.
It just felt like it wasn't very, it was rooted enough in the DC universe, but I felt it wasn't. I mean, especially for a half-hour sitcom, I mean, I don't really know how generous you can be with all the references and stuff.
I know, but like, shit, you put Alan Tudyk in anything and I'll watch it.
Yeah, no, it was still fun. Yeah, it was still fun. I mean, Ron Funch is obviously.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, there were some good folks in that show. But yeah, so I guess we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Afternoon, everybody.
Ryan!
How's that baby treating you, Mr. Daly?
Like Thanos snapping his fingers at my bank account.
In that case, how about a beer on the house?
Sure. Gotta give my mouth something to do between podcasts.
Say, Ryan, I don't get how you have so much time for podcasting. Doesn't your wife want you spending time with the baby?
Would you? Truth is, I think she's a little worried about how much time I'm spending with the kid, ever since his first words were Dagobah system. Now she wants me to go out and do something mature, something productive, and most of all, something lucrative that can support the family.
So you're going to...
Podcast about Cheers, yeah. That kid's not going to start college for 18 years. I got time. Cheerscast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. Coming soon to the Fire and Water Network.
All right, we're back here in our Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is JSA number 48. I'm not sure if there's a volume particular to this, but I'm just going to forego that. JSA number 48 from July 2003. And this is from I'm blanking on what the thing is called, but it's basically, it's an Eclipso storyline because I love Eclipso.
Yes.
And I managed to get the digital version of this.
Yes.
Of this storyline from the JSA books. And so we get to talk about that. And because it's Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Or Shazam.
Shazam.
Shazam coming out tomorrow. Friday. Tomorrow. Shazam is on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
He is undercover, fighting
blobby
shadows.
Along with Stargirl.
Along with Stargirl. And it says, Princes of Darkness on the cover.
Sure.
And, of course, this is co-written by Geoff Johns. Geoff Johns and David Goyer. Yeah. And, of course, Stargirl's in there.
Yeah, because Geoff Johns. It also jumps all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And I didn't look at who wrote this. I just asked Sean. I was like, did Geoff Johns write this? And he goes, well, he co-wrote it. I go, yep, because it's jumping all over the fucking place.
Also Stargirl.
Which I hate.
Which also, I forget, Stargirl, I'm not being trying to be hard on because Stargirl's named after his dead sister.
Yes. Because she passed away in that horrible plane crash.
Yeah.
Like TWA 700 or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was the one that blew up over the ocean.
Yeah.
Like right when it took off.
Oof.
Yeah. So she passed away in there, and that's Stargirl's named after her.
Yeah.
So we're not like ragging on that at all. How I am ragging on his tendency to jump from what's happening to what's happening with a bunch of other characters and jump back. That drives me nuts with his writing.
Yeah.
But
this is a pretty big book for him though.
Yeah.
For Geoff Johns. I think this was one of kind of like, did he already do Green Lantern before or after this?
It's
2003. So maybe
right before Blackest Night came out.
I think Blackest Night was after this.
Probably.
But he definitely was, you know, on his way up and he was, you know, making waves with the JSA. So, so here we are in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start off and...
I forget exactly where we are. They are trapped.
They're in some Shadowland.
Yes, trapped in a Shadowland. And so it's Billy Batson and Stargirl walking around. And Billy Batson's just yelling Shazam. And nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And so Stargirl's like, what the fuck? Also, Captain Marvel's a kid. And he's like, yeah, there's a wizard and he gave me powers. And like, when I yell Shazam, I get powers. And then I get old or whatever. And she's like, okay, whatevs.
Yeah, she's kind of disappointed that she finds out that Captain Marvel is just a boy.
Just like, and I think at this point he's about 16.
Well, they're both 16.
Yeah, they're both young. Too. Yeah, they're both teenagers.
Yeah, and so it's funny though because she's like, well, who else knows in the JSA? It's like, just
Black Adam.
Black Adam. She's like, what the fuck?
He's like, don't ask. It's a long
story. Does
she
have braces here?
No, it's just a really weird picture.
I feel like there's another shot later that kind of has that, and it's just...
She's supposed to have braces?
I don't know. She could be 16. It may make sense.
I mean, those could be braces, or it could just be like somebody drew some really weird teeth. It's hard to tell.
But yeah, so she's like, oh my God, Black Adam, what are you doing?
And he's like, yeah, fuck it. You know, it's a really long quote. It's a long thing. And,
so they get to wherever they are. Oh, Princes of Darkness. That's the line.
Yeah.
So they get to wherever this...
This, like, weird shadow place.
What is it called?
I think it's just called the Shadow Realm.
The Shadowlands. Shadowlands. Forgot exactly how this comes into play, but they're stuck there.
Yeah.
And, Stargirl's
Stargirl's like, oh, my God. Because, like, they come across, like, a ruined city, like her city.
Okay.
Where is she from?
Star City?
I don't remember.
Opal City?
Yeah, I don't remember where she's from. But she comes across it and it's like totally just burned out. So she starts crying and that's when Billy Batson is like, don't be sad. Remember, we got swallowed by Obsidian and we're in the Shadowlands now.
Right.
So this isn't real.
Yeah, this isn't
basically
real. She's upset. Yeah, her mom's gone and what's his face? Fucking,
yeah, but it's like, don't, no, we're, this isn't really real.
Stripesy? Or Stripe. That was her buddy.
Mm-hmm.
She says Pat. I'm like, oh.
Stripesy.
So, yeah, but now they're not on Earth. They're swallowed up.
And that's why
in
he's like, oh, shit, that's why I can't use my powers.
Yeah, because basically Obsidian, I guess, basically went nuts. And Obsidian, who used to be a member of Infinity Inc. and JSA, or not JSA, but Justice League of America, he's got these shadow powers or whatever, and... You know, that's basically his
gimmick.
He's
taken him to like some dimension, basically, where he can't. So Billy Batson can't access his powers. Stargirl has her staff thingy.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have some sort of light.
Well, apparently it's got something where it's like, oh, this is where all your nightmares come true.
Yeah.
And Sentinel, who is Alan Scott.
Yes.
Green Lantern.
And that's who they're looking for.
They're looking for him. And they're like, oh, this is his nightmare.
Yeah.
And then as that happens, as she's saying that, they get surprised.
And this
by...
is real fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fucked up.
Because they get surprised by Rose.
No, Thorn.
Thorn. However, the way she is drawn, I honestly thought this was poison ivy.
No, they're very similar powers.
Yeah, but they now, because she wasn't. Like, when we started, because we have a bunch of Rose and Thorn backups.
Do we?
Yeah.
Are those in Superman?
They probably are, yeah. So you may not have read them, but I've read a bunch of them.
Okay, then yeah.
Because she
or maybe
does
it's
not,
Wonder Woman or something.
Her costume, like if you look at, but she's sitting, so it's kind of hard to see. So yeah, also in some Wonder Woman ones. So it's kind of hard to see, but like, she's not usually sitting on like a big fucking
vine
and shit. Like, honestly, and that's really a poison ivy thing. So I didn't know when she figured out how to do this shit.
Yeah.
But she, honestly, I thought it was poison ivy because she's got red hair. She's wearing these boots, the ones from the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
And she's sitting on a fucking thing. And they're like, oh, no, it's just Thorn. And I'm like, all right.
So she's coming in. And so basically, Thorn's deal is that she was, somehow
she had kids and they got taken away from
Well, she had kids. She had kids with Alan Scott.
Yeah.
And those kids ended up being Obsidian and Jade. Which was why she's referring to Jenny Lynn and Todd. Jade and Obsidian from Infinity Inc. And she is like, for some reason, she sees Billy and Stargirl.
She thinks that they're her children and like that they've gone bad.
Yeah.
So she's just like, I must destroy you because you are bad.
Yeah. Yeah. She starts trying to tie them up and, you know, Stargirl's trying to her off.
Yeah.
With her stuff. So then now we're again, here's
cut two.
Now here's the Geoff Johns of this. Now we're going back and forth between this going on here.
And Hector Hammond.
And then now we're with Hector Hall.
Hector Hall, sorry.
Hector Hammond. Yeah, Hector Hammond, he had a big head.
I would be like, wait, is that the wrong universe? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Wrong dude. We'll say Hector Hammond is a
Green Lantern
villain.
Yes.
But Hector Hall. Is Dr. Fate at this time.
Yes.
And
he wakes up and Inns is there.
Well, he's basically having this.
He's
having a dream because
you don't find that out until a little bit later.
Yeah, but he's having a dream and he's stuck inside this helmet. Or he's stuck inside the Naboo's, you know, inside the Helmet of Fate or whatever.
Yeah, so he, like, wakes up and Inza's like, hey, wake up. And he's like, Inza? And she's like, come on, man, everybody's here to see you. So he goes outside where, like, all the people who've been Dr. Fate are hanging out, like, having a barbecue.
Well, they're all there, and in addition to Kid Eternity, he's also there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a friggin' party that I would love to attend.
Yeah, it's a barbecue.
All my Fate friends.
All your Fate friends and superheroes eating.
Yes!
Your
wow.
favorite thing. You love superheroes eating. Look, someone's carrying a plate of food.
This is the second instance of
Dr. Fate holding food?
No.
Oh.
That was Phantom Stranger. Remember, it was a Guy Gardner comic.
Was it Dr. Fate with the French fries or was that Phantom
No, that was
Stranger?
Guy Gardner. No, that was Phantom Stranger because he was at this Guy Gardner party.
That's right. Yes.
And he was just holding a plate, but you couldn't really see the plate. You just thought he was holding a hot pile of fries.
I think he was just holding a hot pile of fries because he's weird and he doesn't understand.
Because he's a Phantom Stranger.
He doesn't know what plates are.
He hasn't imagined.
He knows many things, but he does not know about plates. He
does not know of fine china.
Yeah, no.
But he's at this party and fucking.
Like, dude, just use a chinette. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a freaking party.
I
don't know who
there's
this kid is.
There's a dog.
Is. Well, okay, I don't know who this dog, these
oh,
dogs
there's
are.
There's two dogs.
Well, this is, I want to say his name was Petey.
Sure.
And he's Eric Strauss and Linda Strauss's dog from that series. I don't know who this white dog is
here. It doesn't matter.
But you got Inza, you got Kid Eternity, you got...
all the Fates.
You have even have Jared Stevens here. Jared Stevens is the only one outside of Kid Eternity that are dressed up like in their gimmick.
Yes, everybody else is just wearing like street clothes.
Yeah, but
just
it's my,
jeans and shit.
But my fucking Jared Stevens.
Oh, he's
there.
Committed.
Yeah,
that dude lives that life. He lives the Fate life.
I love.
He's like a goth kid who's just like gonna go to Thanksgiving with his normal family, and he fucking dresses like he would always dress, and so he's got like Robert Smith hair and like, you know, fucking 20 eyed Doc Martens, and everybody's like sitting around a Christmas tree, like wearing a Christmas sweater, and he's wearing like a, you know, like a fucking Susie and the Banshees t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I don't say any of that from experience or anything.
I love Jared Stevens. I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice by not owning the entire run of the 90s Fate.
Yeah.
And because Jared Stevens is the most 90s motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Is basically they're like, you know what, Dr. Fate is boring.
Now he's got this cool onk tattoo around his eyeball.
Well, this is the thing, like, basically Jared Stevens. God, I should just talk about Jared Stevens instead. But
let's just talk about that now.
Jared Stevens is basically like they went, you know, after like 0 hour, they're like, you know, Jared Stevens or Dr. Fate's boring. You'll be great if like we just took all the Dr. Fate stuff and just made it into like a fucking knife.
Yeah.
And then like,
melt that fucking helmet.
They
down.
Melted down the helmet into a fucking knife and a bunch of darts for this bounty hunter or whatever the fuck. He's a treasure hunter. And then they just gave him like a ankh tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's just going around.
He's got the fucking hair.
He's got the red hair.
Yeah, it was intense.
You know what?
The book was just called Fate.
It was just called Fate.
Yep. I've seen it.
I wish so hard that DC would just oblige me with some 90s action figures of all these random fucking assholes. I mean, I'm talking Fate. I'm talking Manhunter. Guy Gardner Warrior. Yeah. There's not a goddamn Guy Gardner Warrior toy. And you can't tell me. It just frustrates me so much. He had hands that turned into guns and fucking maces when he was doing that shit. You can't tell me you couldn't make a Total Justice figure of Guy Gardner with a big ass fucking mace for a hand. I would be out there buying every single one of those I could have. I would have bought them back in 96. Fucking friends be damned. I would have did it. God damn it, man. I love that one. But I mean, but fucking Fate, yeah, give me some Jared Stevens shit, man. No, man, yeah, nobody cares.
Sorry, babe. I mean, you could just get like an action figure and like draw.
He made a Despero, for God damn it. Why are you making a Despero?
He's all mad.
I don't know why you're making a Despero. You could have totally made a missile launching Guy Gardner.
I mean, they've done so many other types of action figures. Why not? You could have like, you know, because now you can replace the hands and stuff. So you could have like regular hands, and they could have mace hand, and they could have gun hand.
You could totally do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's not a market for it because obviously the only market is me.
You know what? You should really write an angry tweet thread to Marvel.
You're lucky I'm having this realization now and not when we were at that DC Collectibles panel at Comic-Con. Was it Comic-Con?
Yes.
Where it was like Jeff Johns.
Was that or WonderCon? I think it was Comic-Con, though.
No, it's Comic-Con because we sat through Jeff Johns talking to Gary Frank.
Yes.
And I got to ask a question about that, but I asked an Incredible Hulk question.
You did. You asked him about the wedding issue.
No, it was about
bachelor
the
party
bachelor
issue.
Party issue, which is a fantastic issue.
Yeah.
There
was a DC Collectibles panel.
We sat
panel.
Through that to get through to a DC Collectibles panel.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Not that it was because there was a lot of people. It was literally because we were exhausted and we wanted to sit down.
Well, we got there early. We were like, well, what do we do? I guess we'll just wait here. But it's like, we'll just go watch this panel. Because that's the thing about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Or any really any con.
As long as it's not Hall H, it's pretty easy to get.
As long as they're not shuffling you in and out, you can sit there and just watch a bunch of panels. Just get through the one you want. Because
yeah, because I was just like, I just have to sit down. I am exhausted.
Wait, right?
Yeah.
But holy shit. Yeah, I would have fucking cut a promo on those people.
And then all of a sudden Sean's yelling in the background and security's hauling him off. And he's like, and another thing.
Let me tell you, I have pictures of Guy Gardner in this folder. I have a binder full of Guy Gardner. I'm like Mitt Romney, but instead of binders full of women, I have binders full of Guy Gardner.
And I just like sadly like, sorry, and like follow you out, like carrying your stuff for you.
Carrying my stuff as they physically throw me out.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll be like, I'll pay his bail, officer. Don't worry.
But yeah, because they would arrest me for yelling at a Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's just...
He was yelling at a DC panel. You better arrest that man.
You better arrest that man. Escort this man out, please.
Please, let's take him to Comic-Con jail.
God. What is Comic-Con jail look like?
I think it would probably be like...
Is it the fucking medical tent? Because I was already there.
It's a medical tent. It's by the medical tent, but it's just a cage. But the bars are kind of painted to look like they're lasers, but they're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just a real cell.
Is it like near the blood drive room? Did you ever notice that there's always a blood drive set up?
Yeah, I think it's in behind the blood drive room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's saying. When you go, you have like you get out those weird hallways.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of those things. Like you go back in the hallways, you go, oh my god, I'm in Comic-Con prison.
Yeah.
So
Comic-Con prison. Considering like the medical tent was literally like a fake wall up by a window.
Yeah.
I was there. I went. I had to go to the medical tent.
Sadly, I did not go to Comic-Con jail.
No, but you went to the medical tent with me, and that was ridiculous.
It kind of reminds me of like how back in wrestling, in the old days, when like fans would be like, wrestling is real. I'm going to jump the barrier and try to fight the wrestlers.
Not a good idea.
They would take the wrestler, they would grab the guys, mm-hmm. you know, whoever the fucking idiot, and then they would take him into like a room in the like the arena and just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, nice.
That's what happened to me, but it would have been a guy dressed like fucking like Joker or something.
Yeah. Just,
it's comes in with a foam crowbar, just starts hitting me.
Like, how dare you ask for 90s fate, and you just start beating you with a crowbar.
I'll give you fate across the face.
Face.
Anyways, so yeah, they're having a picnic. And it's the best part of this book.
It is the best part of this book. So they're having a picnic, and he's talking to Kid Eternity, who's playing chess. And then this is a very upsetting drawing. Go back. You have to go back.
Oh, yes.
So it's the two... It's Eric and Linda. Yeah, when we had Lady Dr. Fate. So they had, like, merged to become Fate. But, like, the picture that's drawn in the background to show, like, the time Dr. Fate was a woman is, like, the Dr. Fate...
Oh no! This is okay. I see what you're saying.
You see
here.
What I'm saying here? So, like,
so the way that it's drawn is so just to basically emphasize that these are two different people.
Yes.
One's a man, one's a woman.
Yes.
Dr. Fate is drawn as having the top part is top the very top of the torso has breasts, but yes. Right underneath it
is where the man's shoulders start.
Is where the man's shoulders and things. You can see separate arms.
Yeah, so it has four arms, but really, it literally just looks like instead of a head, this body has tits. And
it's
a man's body, and instead, well, here's the shoulders, and then instead of where the man's head would be, his head and his neck, he has tits, another set of shoulders and arms, and a head.
With the helmet, yeah.
With the helmet on. It's really a fucking weird-ass picture.
And I want this action figure. I want that. I want one of one.
I mean, you know how I'm talking about shoulder neck? This is shoulder boob.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's, literally, it's just tits coming out of where neck should be.
Now that I really see this.
It's upsetting.
I have many questions. I think I would like to talk to Jeff Johns about this.
I understand why this was drawn this way, because they're trying to show that it's two people, like, merging into one. And they're trying to get everybody into this tiny panel, but it's weird looking.
It is funny, though, because in the panel, they're like, yeah, hey, we're here. Yeah,
hey,
we kind of.
And then they go, when we were a thing?
Yeah, we're kind of a footnote. We kind of suck. Mm-hmm. We had eight arms. We had four arms. We had four arms. We were fucking.
I mean, we didn't technically.
We were an abomination against Naboo or whatever.
We didn't technically. We were just actually just like, you know, two arms, two legs. But in this drawing.
For some reason, somebody said.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Yeah. I mean, there's no action figure.
Yeah, and then there is Naboo.
So Naboo's there, and basically they're like,
he's just like an old guy.
Yeah, well, that's how Naboo looks. You know, he's an Egyptian.
I never realized that
deity
he
of
had
sorts.
Like a physical form.
Sometimes he does, and that's basically what he looks like. Because I've seen usually
old,
he has like
he kind of looks like old Jesus.
Ooh, old Jesus. Basically, so he went.
He's just
to,
like basically telling him like you are a fucking disgrace.
Well, basically he went to Gem World. So
yes.
Hector went to Gem World.
Oh, he's looking for his ex-wife or something.
He's trying to basically resurrect his ex-wife, Lita, or Fury.
Yeah.
And something happened, basically, where Mordu, the mystic...
Tricked him.
And
because he, like, wants this woman back so badly that he, like, tricked him. And, like, he's supposed to, like... He was supposed to take over the body of a child, but instead he basically took over this guy.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then you've got your buddy back here. So
oh, he's drinking.
He's drinking, and he's just angsty. You're your fate bud.
Yeah,
back there.
Yeah, fucking Jared's having a drink.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because what's his face? Kid Eternity just cuts a promo on Jared because Jared basically got stabbed with his own fate knife. You know,
yeah,
and he's like,
you suck.
And then, you know, fucking Jared's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I was in the 90s.
He's like, I'll show you. I'm going to fucking listen.
For some reason, though, I think because he got stabbed through the body, he still has blood on his outfit.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Because he's dead.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to show all of you. I'm going to go listen to the killing joke on my fucking Walkman.
Killing joke.
Yeah, and he just walks off.
He totally has an iPod filled with.
Oh, it's just all just Joy Division.
He totally has that. Also, some hard. He has various
New
degrees
order.
Of. He's definitely some various degrees of industrial.
Oh, 100%. There's some skinny puppy on there.
Some VNV.
Yeah, well, he might be a little bit too early for VNV, but yeah.
Einstein Neubauten.
Yep, them absolutely.
Ooh, maybe some Liebach.
Oh, 100% some Liebach.
I like it.
Yep.
I want
his
iPod.
Yep. He might just even for shits and giggles, he might have some The Damned on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you know, Mordru's going to be like a fulcrum between these two forces, and he's taken over Arion, the sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in order to make everything right, Hector has to liberate this soul from Arion's soul.
From wherever
From wherever it
is. I'm assuming that means killing somebody.
Yeah, probably. So now there's this whole rumble.
And now, cut back. Because
cut back, Jeff, and now she's got fucking braces again, see?
Yep, now it's just Geoff Johns' book, so don't you worry. We're going to cut back to these two still fighting Thorn.
So here's something that I don't quite understand. So I don't know exactly how her staff works. I'm assuming I know it's imbued with some sort of star energy or whatever the fuck it is. Stargirl's staff.
Yeah.
She throws it to Billy, and Billy's like, she's like, start shooting these vines so I can go and attack Thorn directly. So she's using that, and basically it's just a shadow creature. It's not actually Thorn.
No, because we're in the shadow world or whatever. Lots of talking.
Apparently, Stargirl, I didn't realize she could do this. She has concentrated solar energy in her belt, which she can use to shoot a bunch of fucking stars out.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought she only had her staff.
No, apparently she had. Apparently she could use that from her.
I really don't know a lot about Stargirl. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so she. You know, she ends up kind of.
She really fucks Thorn up, or the shadow creature, basically, and they fall down, and her and Billy are like, "Woo, yay, we lived!" And now they're like, "Okay, well, fun."
Here's some exposition. Basically.
Here's a bunch of exposition.
She explains the whole thing about what happened with Alan Scott and Thorn, and how basically,
blah, blah, blah,
well, this is fucked up. So. She had, you know, Thorn has a split personality.
Yes.
And she, on the night of the honeymoon, she left Alan, but she was already, you know, since they banged, she
got pregnant.
But then when the kids were born.
Which isn't that fun, getting knocked up on your goddamn honeymoon.
But then she ran off because she's a villain. And then she got the kids and she killed herself, supposedly, I guess.
Yes.
But she gave away she thought she killed herself. When the twins were born, she killed herself, but she gave the kids to... Yeah, she basically gave the kids to different homes, and Todd, you know, or Obsidian had a shitty upbringing.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, Alan Scott had no idea about this until, like, they became adults and when, like, Infinity Inc. started and all that stuff. So.
Right.
So now they're trying to, like, they got to find Sentinel in this mess.
Uh-huh.
So now we're back with fucking... True fate, and basically it's just whatever's happening here is what we just explained.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
really
you gotta find Arion, you gotta free him, Hector. There's all sorts. And also, I like how in this vision or whatever, you just constantly see like there's these clouds or like visions of Dr. Fate in the background.
Yeah, it's just.
But since it's a dream, basically.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're having a dream. This isn't real.
Well, basically, though, at one point
get off your ass.
He's telling him, he's like, look. You're trying to keep trying to resurrect your wife. She's holding you back. You need to stop this shit. You need to get your act together. And he's like, God damn it, don't fucking tell me that. You know, but then he realizes it's a dream.
Uh-huh.
Well, I do like how they're like, do you know what an intervention is? He's like, you mean like a 12-step program?
That's right. They're all like intervening. This is all the Fates having an intervention.
Ooh, I would love to see an episode of intervention with Dr. Fate.
Yeah, great. On this guy. But then, like, at the end, like, it's just really Naboo.
Just Naboo. And then we get a lot of fucking melodramatic
shit.
There's
so much bullshit just going on about, like,
It's
really kind of boring.
Well, actually, I'm afraid, sorry, I didn't realize, I forgot to mention this, but when, at this party, Fate and Kid Eternity are playing checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the checkerboard is made up of a bunch of random, like, JSA people. And one of them is the original Red Tornado Ma Hunkle.
Oh, yeah.
With the pot on her head.
Yeah.
I want that chess piece. See, make that. Make everything in this book into some sort of collectible for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Geoff Johns should know better. He should make it. He should make it happen.
You send him an angry worded treat. Like, tweet. Just let him know.
Also, I think this is kind of a cop-out here, because he's like, Kid Eternity, he's like, yeah, I resurrect people, but...
Oh, yeah, that's also the thing. He's like, because everybody's like, hey, this chick ain't coming back, bro. Like, she's dead. And he's like, why the fuck not? Everybody else came back. My parents came back. Dude's not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, everybody comics come back. And eventually, yeah. I think she does come back.
But, I'm sure she does. It's comics.
You know, but, you know,
the only people who get to stay dead are the Waynes. Not really. It's Martha Wayne and Uncle Ben. And that's it.
Yeah.
Everybody else comes back.
It'd be funny if Uncle Ben just randomly showed up in like some random issue of Marvel Team Up or something like that. He's like, I'm alive, you know.
I'm dead again. Yeah.
So he says he realizes it's a dream in Naboo. No, anyways, I'm sorry. Before we get to the end of that, we have to go back to
Stargirl and Billy Batson. Stargirl walking along, talking about being kids and doing kid things and fighting bad guys, and it doesn't really matter. Well,
He tells a story about how
this is dumb.
He's a kid, mm-hmm. since obviously he's a teenager. He had to Shazam and go and fuck with Black Adam for a minute,
right?
And
he tells this thing that when he is Captain Marvel or Shazam, that he is super honest. So he tried to use the wizard's powers to cheat on a test that he hadn't studied for.
Yeah.
So he Shazammed, and then he sat there and he could not pick up the pencil because his superhero self is has good morals or something.
Well, I like the idea that he was sitting in a...
I know, I just think that's funny.
The teacher walks out of the office. Teacher walks out and...
She's like, I'll be back.
And he's like, I'll be back. I gotta go take a shit. And then he...
Shazam.
He's Shazam. So what if somebody walks by and just sees this fucking...
Giant man
in a cape, in a red leotard, about to take a test. You would think there's some sort of...
literally looks like he's leading a fucking marching band.
I do. Yeah, that's the thing. His cape just looks like a marching band.
He really does. He's like the leader of the majorettes. Like, he's just like, do, 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 do. Like, that's what I always think of when I see him.
Yeah.
He looks a little silly.
But yeah, it's funny. So he's basically like, I couldn't cheat, you know.
Can't cheat.
And I got a C minus.
So I did okay.
So they're like, hey, we're both 16. And then they make out.
Well, not really. She gives him a kiss.
She gives him a peck.
Which, I guess, I mean, it didn't really seem like the time to kiss, but...
Right? I mean, you're in a dark, you're in a shadow realm that has like...
It's either the best time to kiss or not the time to kiss. It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of read the room on that one.
Yeah.
Because it's either like, we might die here, so maybe we should make out.
Well, it's weird too because...
But we also have a whole bunch of shit we need to do.
Well, it's also weird too because Captain... So Stargirl's like all kind of really taken aback by the fact that Captain Marvel is just really a boy.
Yeah.
Or just a guy that's her age.
Yeah.
So she's... And then, after they fight Thorn, which Captain Marvel doesn't really do anything.
No.
Because he doesn't have any powers, right. You know, in that form as a boy.
Yeah.
You know, and basically Stargirl has to do all the work, and then she's like, oh well, isn't it sweet that you didn't cheat on a test? How about I give you a kiss?
Yeah.
It's kinda doesn't make sense.
No.
But whatever. Yeah, so basically we get the rest of this. Doctor. Jesus, I thought we were done with this.
I told you, this is what I hate about Geoff Johns books. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, so he has a nice, Hector has a nice cry over missing his wife. Uh-huh. And Naboo's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why is Naboo crying?
I don't know.
Why is everybody crying?
I don't care.
Jesus Christ. It's enough of that.
Yep.
And we get like this really long like fade out or something, like, because it's like all these panels. I'm like, Jesus Christ, come on. Let's get on with it. But now we get to Eclipso.
Uh-huh.
Not enough of Eclipso, but now they're apparently we're back on Earth and they're in the Tower of Fate, and Eclipso and Mordru and Obsidian are there.
I like that Eclipso's kind of just like upside down and hanging out in the background.
Yeah, he can do that. But yeah, I just want this to be over with.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I don't like Geoff Johns books, is because I'm like, now we're here and now we're back and now we're here. And I'm like, don't do that. Do it once a book. Fine. He does it 5 or 6 times books. They're only 20 pages long.
Yeah.
So it's this rapid, it makes things feel like they're happening, even though literally nothing is happening.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then nothing's happening, bro. You're just talking and people are talking back and forth. Just cut to the fucking chase.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, I've had enough.
I really can't read his work.
I was just thinking too, it's like
it's
all this stuff.
It's not that I'm like, I really love the idea of, like, with Blackest Night, like, having all these different colored rings.
Yeah.
I think that's a really great idea. And I'm like, wow, I'm surprised nobody did that before. And I love this, but I can't read it because I'm like, oh, wait, now we're over here. Oh, wait, now we're over here.
Well, I understand with the Blackest Night because you have so many things that you're introducing and doing all that.
The other thing I fucking hate about his work is because he's like, oh, what's going on? I need 15 heroes to tell this story, and I'm going to separate them into teams so I can jump back and forth between the two of them.
Yeah, I guess.
And I can't stand it. I'm like, can we not?
I really like Blackest Night.
I know, but I'm just like, can we not do that? Can we maybe just focus on one thing for a book?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that I can't read it.
Well, this is just a prime example of that, and it's kind of annoying because I'm just trying to get through this book, and I'm just like, okay, you got this stuff with Dr. Fate, and then all of a sudden there's fucking Eclipso,
and then there's this, and then there's this, and I'm like, stop it.
So then anyways, Stargirl's like, okay, I guess I know where Sentinel is. We need to go find him because she sees like a glowing thing or something. I do like this reaction of her.
Yeah, she just looks like she's screaming.
Well, she looks like it's like a... like a Furby, like
yeah, kind of like a Furby. Also, kind of like I just saw a boy band scream.
Ooh, she went to go see NSYNC.
Yeah, I'm watching NSYNC. I'm so happy. Yeah.
So, anyways, they go to find the Statue of Liberty because he's always trying to get. Oh, apparently, yeah, she's like Stargirl. Alan Scott's always trying to get her to go to the Statue of Liberty because it represents the American dream. It's a beacon of hope. So let's go find it in this made-up world, apparently.
Sure.
Apparently they have a Statue of Liberty there.
Sure.
And the torch is growing green. But as they get in there, Alan Scott is dead.
But who's holding him?
Shade.
Oh, it's Shade.
Yeah, Shade. I don't really know much about Shade, but here he is. He's a steampunk motherfucker.
He sure is.
And he's like... He's dead.
He's like, I really watched way too much Bram Stoker's Dracula. Mask in my outfit.
I literally just watched Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I literally watched it. That's why I look like this.
That's why Alan Scott, I made Alan Scott watch it 50 times. That's why he's dead.
He was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. And he just died.
That's it. I'm going to grow old and die.
You know what? Dead.
Yeah, dead. And to be continued, that's how this issue ends.
Yeah.
So that is it for the...
JSA.
JSA number... 48 from July 2003. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
No, I don't.
I already did. I already have this, so.
Great.
Your husband's already figured
How's
it out.
How's that going? Jumping all over the place again?
Oh, yeah. No, it's all over. I love Eclipso, but this is not one of my favorite stories of his.
Yeah.
So.
I get it.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to go back and read it. Maybe I have to go back and just kind of fill in some of the blanks and see if I like, because I have read this before, but maybe I should go back and check it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got so many other comics.
I know. You just bought a bunch.
I got all these things. One of these days, if I could finish my Defenders collection, I might just read all the fucking Defenders. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I might turn into a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to do it because I love me some Defenders and my West Coast Avengers and my G.I. Joe. Ooh, I even also got, also, I didn't tell you, yeah, I didn't mention, I also got some Marvel handbooks. I even got a dead one.
Oh, you love those.
Check this out. I forgot to mention. Jeez, I bought everything today.
You really did.
I got a RoboCop comic.
Oh, that's
look at this
fun.
One. This is going to be a good one.
I was
going
to say, we're going to read that, right?
Apparently there was even 15 issues of this. Is not, how did you get the 15 issues of RoboCop?
I don't know, but I'm really excited to read this.
Oh, we're gonna, you know, we might have to bust this one out next week.
Yeah, that looks great.
RoboCop's Future of Law Enforcement.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be.
I also like his little thing in the corner, of RoboCop, but he's holding up his USB knife. Yeah. You remember how he used that to like computer shit?
Yeah.
But also stab Kurtwood Smith in the neck.
Well, you know, you gotta have a shank.
Robo Shank. Very exciting. But that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. I wanted to actually point out, because you want to tell people where people can find us?
Sure. You can find me. I'm Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and you can email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, you can rate, subscribe, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get the show. We would very much appreciate that. I wanted to point out just some cool comments real quick on Facebook that we got. One of them was from somebody who actually just found out about our show.
Oh, man.
New people. Yeah. Real quick, there's this fellow named D. Bosch.
Sure.
I don't know how you say that last part, but he is quite active on our Facebook page, and he is uh, He always says, he's always given us some good comments and good likes. And he says, working my way through 2018, but I wanted to thank you both for bringing much needed humor to my life. And that is quite dope.
Thank you. That's sweet.
But yeah, I mean, please get on that for us, man. I would love to hear from.
I put some stuff up about that Hush thing, about how we live in hell. It's fine.
Yeah, no, we need to.
You know, so I'll do that periodically. I'll pop in with a how horrible everything is.
Well, also, yeah.
And a link to something else.
Yeah. Jason Lee Anderson, found your podcast last week through Comic Reflections podcast. Really enjoying so far. And I please forgive me, but I know Nick, a good friend of the show, Nick Prom, Comic Reflections.
Yes.
He What did he read? He had reached a big milestone for himself.
Oh, he did. I think like 7 years doing his podcast.
Right. Yeah.
So congrats on that.
Yeah. Check him out. He is a good friend of the show. We gotta get him on.
Yeah.
I gotta reach out to him. We gotta get him on and come kick it with us.
We should have him on.
He's a good dude.
Ask him if he wants to read RoboCop.
You know, maybe he might. I don't think he's ever thought about reading RoboCop, but you know, if you're listening, you wanna
let us know.
Yeah. Just shoot me a message. Let me know. You know, shoot Jen and I a message, and we'll make RoboCop happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to that one. I'm glad I forgot. Completely forgot about that today. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks. Well, thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.